Hi. When I was practicing this, it was 8 minutes long. So how much time do I have? Well, as the screen shows, my sermon for today is Flower Gardens of Our Lives. How many of y'all have ever planted, grown flowers? Wow, that's a lot. We tried to have a little vegetable garden in Butler. It didn't go so well. The thing that probably survived the best was the jalapenos, which was great for us kids. Hate spicy things. But for most of you flower growers, you probably know it's hard to grow flowers. You gotta protect them from grass, weeds, pretty much everything. You gotta be careful you don't step on them when you're tending to them. And in the flower gardens of our lives, God wants our lives to be beautiful in His sight and to smell sweet to Him. But the devil tries to keep our lives from becoming beautiful, fragrant flower gardens for God. Matthew 13:22. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. To keep our gardens beautiful, we should watch out for overgrown grass. Grass is not necessarily bad, but it can take over a garden if it gets out of control. These are things that we do that are not wrong by themselves, but could become wrong if we allow them to take too much of our time or money. Papa was in Lions Club, Tigers Club, some sort of club. He's got Lions Club. Yeah, he's got a jacket from it in his little glassed-in room. And if you spend too much time in clubs like that, it can be a problem, just like grass when you're growing flowers. It can take away time from God and church. Lots of other things do that too. Have a very short list here, two things. Facebook. Okay. Psalms 92:7. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. Matthew 15:13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. To keep our flowers beautiful, we should kill the weeds. Weeds are always a problem. They cause problems wherever they pop up. These are the sinful things that should not be in our lives. Even spending 1 minute or $1 on them is wrong. Dad hired somebody in Faraday to pull the weeds and the grass and the plants and stuff out of the cracks in the sidewalk. Wait, it wasn't sidewalk, was it? Parking lot, it was a parking lot. And sidewalk, parking lot, coastal enough. You walk on it. And the very next day, right after he'd done that, the stuff had grown right back up and went out there and it was all right back. Because he didn't get the root of the problem. So you should use, like, weed killer right there. Mark 7:21-23. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. There's a saying, give Satan an inch and he'll become your ruler. Odd little saying, especially, I think it's funny because you know, there are inches on a ruler, but it's talking about a different kind of ruler, but it's spelled the same. I just always kind of found that funny. An example of that is, let's examine these two guys. One of them owns a house, and the other guy wants to have part of that house. He says, okay, I'll give you this one nail that's hanging on a door here. He hammers it into the door. Nail's hanging on the door there. I don't know how many times Papa's told this. Oops. He hasn't? Okay. I'll just keep on then. He hammers the nail into the door. And then the guy says, okay, you can have that nail in that one house. I won't touch it. Anything you put on that nail, it's yours. I won't touch it. So the guy comes back with a dead animal. Dead animal. Stinks. And he hangs it on the nail. And eventually the house just stinks so bad that everybody gets out of the house. And so then the guy just goes in and he takes the house. That's an example of Satan using an inch to become your ruler. Oh, wait, next slide. To keep our gardens beautiful, we should plant flowers. Flowers, any good, nice plant, flowers. Plants that provide food, they die quickly, especially if you step on them. Oops. But flowers and other good plants die quickly, but the hardy grass and weeds don't die very easily. Habits are the same way. We're comparing the flowers to the spiritual and physical habits here. Good habits die quickly and easily. Like, just this past week, I forgot to brush my teeth, and it's keep on forgetting to brush my teeth and brush my teeth and forget and forget and forget and forget. That probably wasn't a good example, was it? Flowers are good habits and things that make our lives beautiful and pleasing to God. There are many different flowers. Some we must have in our lives, but there are too many good things for one person to be able to do them all. We must choose some and leave some for others. Philippians 4:18. But I have all and abound. I am full. Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. We need to prune the flowers to keep them pretty. Pruning helps to make flowers more plentiful and beautiful. John 15:2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That applies to flowers too, I suppose. I don't know. I'm not really much of a gardener. In Faraday, we had a member of the church there that her neighbors were moving or family members were moving. Anyway, we went over to help. And while we were there, we went in her house. And sitting on the counter in the kitchen were some of the prettiest natural flowers I'd ever seen. They're beautiful. And so me and Dad, we asked her, how do you get these flowers so beautiful? And she says, anytime I see a petal or leaf with any decaying or blackening on it, I just pull it off and throw it away. And so all that's left is the perfect flower. And pruning helps make flowers beautiful. To keep our gardens beautiful, we should protect them from pests. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Song of Solomon 2:15. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. No, I don't know how many times Papa's told this illustration either, but I'm going to use it anyway. There was a person in church that said the closing prayer very often. And he was saying the prayer and he usual things, help us as we go home and come back in the next appointed time. And then to close out the prayer, he'd say, "And Lord, please clean the cobwebs of sin from our lives." And every single time, same prayer, same way, with the same ending. And so one day when he finished the prayer, same way, one guy in the back stood up and said, "Lord, while you're at it, kill the spider." To keep our gardens beautiful, we need to keep the flowers growing. Keep them watered and fertilized. 1 Corinthians 3:6, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Plants need food and water. Humans can go 12 days with no water if they're not doing anything. That's at 50 degrees of temperature. They can go for 5 days at 70 degrees of temperature if they're doing nothing, once again. Spiritually, we need food and water. So our spiritual food and water is praying to God and reading the Bible. Luke 13:7-9, "Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and fertilize it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." To keep our gardens beautiful, we should protect them from being freezing or being scorched. As Christians, we need to be the right temperature to work for God properly, or the right temperature in the church. Jeremiah 17:7-8, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall ye cease yielding fruit." Matthew 24:12, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." To keep our gardens beautiful, we should put up a barrier. Barriers protect plants from animals which would eat or trample the flowers. Isaiah 5:5, "And now please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down." Satan would love to destroy the beauty of your life. God protected Job. We need to build barriers to protect us from Satan. Job 1:9-10. "So Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and the possessions and his possessions have increased in the land." How is the garden of your life growing? Is there grass that needs mowing, things that need to be cultivated in your life? Are there weeds, sin that needs to be gotten rid of? Are there flowers you need to plant, good deeds or works? Do they need protection from pests, evil influences? Have you watered and fertilized them, studied the Word of God? Do they need protection from heat or cold? Should you build fences to protect from Satan? Does your garden need tending? If so, please come as we stand and sing. Who at the door?